All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, my good friend, our guest is Joe McNally. He is an award-winning journalist, radio personality, and he lives in sunny Charlottesville, Virginia, and and clearly he doesn't know anything about Republicans because he was just taken to the woodshed by CJ.
You know, it really doesn't do much good to talk to those people.
I know.
because it just doesn't. They have no idea what is going on in Milwaukee. Whoever he is and wherever he is, I can't remember. You may have introduced him from somewhere. The truth of the matter is, urban schools have problems. But there is so much good teaching going on today, you wouldn't believe it. There are better teachers today than there ever were in my youth.
I know, but Joe, I don't want CJ to take us off of what we were talking about, and that's the inherent danger that people like him are causing. It would be all right if he was alone in that way of thinking. You know what I mean, Joe?
Yeah, he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's basically saying that there's something wrong with black people. In cities, because there are a lot of black people together, and because teaching is difficult in any time you've got people with multiple problems in their lives, including violence, including poverty, including just putting food on the table and things like that. There are so many things going on in their lives. The people have to deal with.
I know, but
to me, I'm inspired by the people.
I don't want CJ to take us on that odyssey. We're talking about Republicans, the inherent danger.
And the lies and the distortions and the refusal to accept reality. When I've said before that, I know Republicans that are intelligent and know what's going on, but the fact that they aren't speaking out, the fact that they aren't standing up to people like that, who are just blurting out made up statistics, and they believe them, you cannot have a viable country where no one can agree on facts. We have to know what's going on in our country. To say that you shouldn't teach about racism in schools because it makes people hate each other, no, it doesn't. It makes people realize what this country can be and should be if we start caring about each other. And there's no more important time right now. And I know we're going to talk about the horror in Texas and New York. There's no more dangerous time right now to be spreading pure hate and racism that they start doing every time they start saying, well, look at how bad things are in cities where there are lots of black people and they elect Democrats. They elect Democrats because Democrats are the only ones who care about not being openly racist. The Republican Party used to use code words to go after white supremacists at the polls. Now they don't even use code words anymore. Donald Trump used some of the oldest racist cliches. Telling black people they need to go back where they came from when they were born in this country. It just appalls me that he was allowed to say those things out loud And white supremacists, including violent white supremacists, the Proud Boys and the
Boogaloo Boys.
Now they openly campaign to get those people to join their party. And even when those people chase them through the halls of the Capitol of the United States to murder them, some of them now, when I say, I know that Republicans know better, but some of them are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak out about the racists in their own party because they are afraid they will be murdered by them. Because these people do have guns, and these people do use them, and these people, they stockpiled weapons outside Washington, D.C. on January 6th because they believed there was a possibility Donald Trump would deputize them to come in and stop the election. They really did. The Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, the other wild ones, they are being federally prosecuted for a seditious conspiracy to violently overthrow the government, and they had stockpiled weapons to bring in that day if Donald Trump told them
to. So, Joe, hang on a second. We've got callers have been waiting. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Tom from L.A. Sorry about the wait, man. Go ahead.
That's right. First off, we the people are the government, and that's including CJ. CJ, see, that's the difference. We actually say that we are all the government. You would say it's just the right wing. I wish that I could have a conversation with CJ, because a couple questions I would ask him is, can we agree on the fact that money in politics is the problem on both sides of the aisle? And that because of the conservative Supreme Court and Citizens United is what put this whole thing on steroids. Also, I'd like to know where his source that he says daily of 85% of people can't read past the third grade in Milwaukee.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but go ahead.
I know. We have to tie him down and ask him where it is that his source is.
Fox News.
Then he will be disqualified. And that's the other thing. Fox is not news. Fox is a brand. They're actually not in the world of news. That is their brand, Fox News.
They don't meet the standards of news.
Yes, they don't meet the standards of news. They should actually be called Fox Opinion is what they should be called, just like MSNBC is not called news either. They're not news. Republicans in power and Republicans that are on that right wing are the party of death. They are the death party is who they are. Income disparity is the reason why we're having all of the issues. And someone like CJ, who probably makes $60,000 a year and wants to follow Jeff Bezos off a cliff, should realize that. Wouldn't it be nice if Jeff Bezos paid the same amount of taxes?
He's quoting Elon Musk, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, exactly. Someone that doesn't pay any taxes. Someone that doesn't pay taxes at all. And he loves the fact that, I guess, the billionaire class don't have to pay their same rate as we, the middle class, do. And one last thing. I am not a proud boy. I am a proud man. The day I came out of the closet. Happy Pride Month.
Hey, thank you very much for the call, Tom. I really appreciate it. You know, Joe, I don't know if you even want to waste the time, but CJ wants to, he's called back. I don't know if there's even, if it's even worthy of having a dialogue or a conversation. What's your thought?
I'll answer one question.
All right. So, okay, CJ, put him on. Put him on. CJ, Joel has given you a reprieve. Go ahead. That's
a
fact. Something that you wouldn't get on conservative talk radio. That's a fact.
Actually, Rush Limbaugh used to put that.
Oh, man, listen, don't come up with that. Listen, if you were fortunate enough to even make it onto Rush Limbaugh, if you got a minute, that's what you got. So don't even.
Go ahead. But here's the thing, I guess. If my percentages are wrong.
Your percentages are wrong. I live in Milwaukee. I'm a black man that lives in Milwaukee. Listen, man. I'm a black man that lives in Milwaukee. Your percentages are wrong.
Okay, what are your percentages?
Listen, I don't have to give you my percentages.
What are the percentages of grow up in fatherless home, white and black?
Hey, well, listen, man. Joe McNally wanted to, you know, have a
I really had enough of CJ.
Okay, all right.
CJ, I want to tell you this. I grew up in a father's home. Okay, I mean seriously, I've had enough.
All right. Okay, that's it. You know, Joe. He is the kind of guy, and I don't want to even wind up focusing on him, but it's what he represents. And these other conservatives who right now in our state, there's this debate and argument. They're still trying to push for Donald Trump to somehow, you know, the election to be overturned. And this argument and the money that's being wasted is because Republicans feel like they feel like there was some inadequacies that took place. They have no proof, but they feel. And so because of what they feel, we've got to go through all this, Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, based on their feelings? Come on.
No. In America, we base the vote outcome on the vote. We count the votes. They're trying to elect people to count the votes who will lie.
Okay, Joe, we got to go to a break. Hold the thought. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.